Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Don't be a power slave. You wonder why people don't stand up and do something. The CEO of a large company, the elected official, the general, the athlete. Aren't these powerful people? They hold office. They have millions of dollars. They have large platforms. Yet they stand silent. They look the other way. They hold their fire. It's because they don't see themselves as powerful. Not yet, anyway. The congresswoman has an eye on a Senate seat, so she's waiting. The CEO thinks that after their options vest, then they'll be in a better position. The millionaire is trying to become a billionaire first. The athlete says after they sign their long-term deal, the general, once they retire, then they'll do something. The great Iron Maiden song and album Power Slave is all about what happens when one becomes addicted to power. It's like a drug. Your first experience is utterly intoxicating. But from that moment forward, you will never feel like you have enough. You will never want to risk losing what you have, so you're constantly chasing while simultaneously trying not to be caught out. You're not in charge. It is. Marcus Aurelius fought all his life against succumbing to this addiction. In fact, meditations was really his treatment plan. Over and over again, he warns himself, do the right thing, to not consider the consequences for his career. He tells himself to wait, to be good today rather than choose tomorrow or when he's older. He refused to be a slave to power and instead used the power he did have to do things for other people. We all have to fight this battle, whatever our station in life is. We have to fight it now because there are things that need doing now, not later. What are you so afraid of leaving? What are you so afraid of losing? And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it. It's been more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. You're afraid of dying, Seneca says in Moral Letters, but come now. How is this life of yours anything but death? And Seneca tells us an amazing story about an obscenely wealthy Roman who was carried around by slaves on a litter. On one occasion, after being lifted out of a bath, the Roman asked, "Am I sitting down yet?" Seneca's point was essentially this: what kind of sad, pathetic life is it if you're so disconnected from the world around you that you don't even know whether you're on the ground or not? And how did that man even know then if he was really alive at all? Most of us are afraid of dying, but sometimes this fear begs the question, protect what exactly? For a lot of people, the answer is hours and hours of television, gossiping, gorging, wasting potential. reporting to a boring job, and on and on and on. Except in the strictest, most literal sense, can one say that this is actually life at all? Is this worth gripping so tightly and being afraid of losing? It doesn't sound that way. That's actually one of my favorite passages, my sort of favorite call-outs from Marcus in Meditations. He goes, "You're afraid of death because you won't be able to do this anymore?" And his point is that we just do so much pointless stuff. We waste so much time. And then we're afraid of losing time as if that isn't like our day-to-day existence. And his point wasn't nihilism, that life is worthless, like, hey, you know, you're in traffic, what's even the point of being alive? His point was, why do you waste so much time? Why do you do these things voluntarily? Remember, Marx's question is about like, is this essential, right? Because most of what we do and say is not essential, right? Most of us live these sort of sheltered, meaningless, wasteful lives unnecessarily, right? No one has a gun to our head. We just go along with the flow. We go along to get along. We don't want to question. We don't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to push outside our boundaries. And we don't see what a contradiction this is with our professed love of life or, you know, desire to maintain that life. It's like you say you love and respect someone, but then look at your actions. Are you really proving that day to day, right? So you say that life, you love your life, that life is important to you, that you would be mad if someone took it from you. But how do you treat that same life? That, to me, is the sort of the haunting rhetorical question that Marcus and Seneca are both stumbling on. You're afraid of dying. But come now. How is this life you're living anything but death? Man, that's hard. But you have the power, we all do, to change that. We should be able to say, what are you talking about? Look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. And I feel like I can say that to a certain degree. I have a family that I love and cherish and don't take for granted. I have work that I'm proud of, that I think makes a difference, that I pour myself into, that also I enjoy for its own sake, not just the results, right? I don't take my time for granted. I don't agree to things that I don't want to do. I feel good about my contributions to society. I don't think I'm part of the problem, part of some problems, but for the most part, right, I feel like I'm leaving the place better than I found it. I feel like I serve the common good, as Marcus says. All those are a good answer to that question. But I could see very easily if I'd made different choices, if I'd drifted a certain way, if I'd been a little less strict with myself, how that could end up very different. And maybe that's where you are right now. And the point of this reminder, this idea from the Stoics, is to catch yourself before it's too late to change, right? Marx Rios talks about how some of us are like this animal at the games, just sort of torn up, chewed up, just begging to be brought back tomorrow. Right? He's like, no, get out of the Colosseum, man. Do it differently. Do it differently. And we chose this entry, put it, you know, right towards the end of the year for a reason. I hope it leaves you something to chew on, to think about today. You're afraid of dying, but how is this life of yours anything but death? Don't just leave that question hanging there, although that does some of the work. Give me an answer, right? Think about your answer. Think about what you have to show for it, right? Think about why it's better for you to be alive than not, right? Think about the positive contributions you could be making and go make them, right? Think about the things that you waste your time with that you shouldn't be wasting your time with and stop doing it. That's your prescription for today. I hope you're spending some time with family. It's a good answer to this question, right? Hope you're spending a little time reflecting, enjoying the stillness of the winter here. And I hope you're doing well. And if we're both lucky, I'm looking forward to another year of the Daily Stoic with all of you. We'll talk soon. Demand more of yourself in 2022. And one of the ways you can do that is by joining us in the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. All you have to do is go to dailystoic.com/challenge to sign up. Remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this challenge and all our challenges for free. But sign up, seriously. Think about what one positive change, one good new habit is worth to you. Think about what could be possible if you handed yourself over to a little bit of a program. We all pushed ourselves together. That's what we're going to do in the challenge. I'm going to be doing it. I do the challenges, all of them, alongside everyone else. I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone in the Discord challenge, all the other bonuses. Anyways, check it out. New year, new you, the Daily Stoic Challenge. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it pop biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V. Destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.